Welcome to Volume 2 of our Filth File show, a show that was put together by Rory McLeod based upon the numerous times that Margaret Gray, our wonderful adult, very erudite reporter from the Dicklin Syndicate, would get offended. She would hear Bud talking about this or that, or me saying something that she could interpret as grotesque and beyond decency, and suddenly we have a program content problem. Well, you decide, as we listen now to Volume 2 of Margaret Gray, as she's calling out everything that Bud is saying, everything that I'm saying, everything that everybody is saying, as being patently racist. It's brought to you by the Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. I bid you adieu.
All right, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray to sing Afternoon Delight.
Yeah, I got to look at some of the lyrics to this song. It really is very marginal.
Well, don't sing it.
I'm going to try my best. Gonna find my baby, going to hold her tight. Grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clear in the light. Here's where it gets very dicey. And when it's light and bright, you can see everything graphically. See, I don't...
Wait, that doesn't say that.
Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together. See, this is... And the thought of rubbing you, oh, God.
Skyrockets in flight.
It's not dirty.
It is. It isn't dirty, Phil. It's absolute filth. It really is. Afternoon delight. It's a beautiful song, but the filth comes through. That's the problem I'm having with it.
Why? Because it says rubbing?
Yes, because it says rubbing. Oh, started out. Now, here's the really worst part. I always thought a fish could not be caught if it didn't bite. But you've got some... What is this garbage?
Margaret, you're the one that wanted to sing this song, didn't you?
I didn't know it was garbage. Roll it back. I said to roll it back.
All right, I'm going to roll it back. God.
Don't start crying, Phil.
I'm not crying.
Started out this morning, feeling so polite, I always thought a fish could not be caught, it didn't bite. What kind of bloidism is that? Don't laugh. Don't laugh, damn you. Don't laugh.
All right, hold on. We'll read it together. Started out this morning feeling so polite. No, it says falling so polite.
Well, that's even more boneheaded. Look at it.
But you gotta...
Try nibbling a little afternoon delight. See, that's the filth. Right there is where the filth comes through.
Why? Because it says nibbling?
Yes, because it's a... You know, I'll say it's filth, and Phil has to repeat it so that I want to... So that the nausea gets even worse.
Well, I will grant you that the lyrics are a tad clumsy there, but they're trying to keep the meter and trying to...
Sounds like they've got a cab wait...
Trying to keep the meter running?
Yeah. Yeah, the way they sing the song sound like they got a cab waiting.
That's not nice. It's a good song.
Around, we could make a lot of love, and for the sun goes. It's just, there's too much Billy going on in this.
Thinking of you's working up an appetite.
Well, they say, thinking of you is working up my appetite. It sounds to me like they say, thinking of you's working up an appetite.
No, it's not thinking of yous.
No,
there's a lot of Billy going on, but it's not...
All right, well, thank you for talking your way through that song, for that song, Margaret.
Through that sang? What borough of New York are you from? Thanks for talking your way through that sang.
You sound like New York, sounds like the Appalachian Mountains. All right, so there it is, Margaret and Afternoon Delight.
No, I didn't sing. The reason why I didn't sing it, ladies and gentlemen, is because I do have... I'm a mother as well as a wife, and I can't sing a song about nibbling, and it sickens me. It really does, even though it's a beautiful song.
Well, if you read the lyrics, there's not... It's about a catfish, you know?
I don't see anything in there. What do you mean a catfish? Is it because it's hillbilly? You're assuming catfish? God, are you racist?
No, what? All right, it didn't say catfish.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Margaret. Big deal. It didn't say catfish, but they're talking about a fish, and that's why those lyrics are like that. Because,
Yeah, go ahead. Talk your way out of this one.
No. There's nothing to talk my way out of. They're singing about the song. They're singing about going out and fishing.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Phil. You're the guy that bit it off. Go ahead and chew it up and swallow it.
Yeah, and don't gag on it. Hey, you want to know what you're going to be gagging on? Another one of these, man. God, I could see that you're holding up your... I'm going to kick...
Phil!
Kick your ass, man.
And are you going to do the filth file?
Oh, that's what I wanted to do. That's right.
Yes, the filth file, for God's sake. And we have a lot of pictures here that were sent in. If you guys are on Filth TV in HD, you can see these filth file pictures. Here is Big Dick's halfway in, Margaret.
Yes, these are pictures that were sent over to the Facebook, to the Margaret Gray Facebook fan page. And there you can see, this is absolute garbage. Look at this. Here's one here. Lori's blow and go. I'm going to kill
you. Hey! Ow, ow, ow!
Bud, one day you'll wake up dead. This is Lori's blow and go. Here, look at this. This is garbage.
Now, what are you saying, Margaret?
These are actual businesses. This was sent in by Adam Rank, Pump and Munch. Now, go ahead and laugh and get your kicks. But this is the kind of thing that works its way into the culture.
Come and go.
Yes, K-U-M. Now, everyone knows that the dirty, filthy version of cum is spelled C-U-M. This is K-U-M, very thinly veiled filth and garbage. Oh, God.
Now, this is Big Bone Lick State Park.
Yes. So you're laughing.
Well, no, this is the one you were trying to remember.
That was Big Bone Lick.
Yeah, that's Big Bone Lick. Hey.
God damn it. Here is the whipping dip. Look at this. Feast on a foot long. This is the one that last week I almost vomited when I saw this. You can see how it is a way of inserting, forgive me. Now, this is one that was sent from Oregon by one of our listeners, Lynn Pompey in Oregon. This says, Hard Dick Chiropractic Center.
Hard Dick.
Yeah, don't get a look on your face, Phil.
Well, I understand that, but what if that's the guy's name?
Look at it. Is this the guy's name? Bunghole Liquors.
Oh,
never mind.
All right, no, hold on. Sit down, Margaret. Come on. Bunghole Liquors. Where's that?
Probably Australia. It sounds like one of those Aborigine names. Boner Ranch. There it is.
Yeah, see that? That's the one that I would be very shocked at.
Why don't you shut your hole, but I will close it with my fist.
I missed.
You missed? No, I missed. And here's one here. Cole Staples Dicks. Now, do you see how they set those signs up? K-O-H-L, Staples, as in the business supply, and then Dick's, which is the name of some restaurant.
And that's Donald Sterling saying, "Hoo boy."
Yes. Now, what we're trying to do, Phil, is alert, I think, consuming public to these phrases and to these words. And when I said people need to grow up and act like adults and quit being babies, that's what I meant. You can look at these signs. You can see Bunghole Liquors. Forget it.
Margaret.
Forget it. Jesus, H. Christ. So, in other words, oh, I get it. So, I'm down, I'm lick.
Well, you said it. I didn't.
Yeah, that's probably something you do.
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That is saying Bunghole Liquor.
Well, I mean, who the hell, you know, here's, either you're going to have, look, that's the name of the guy's business. What are you going to do? Now, there was another one, Dickerman Avenue. Did you see that, bud?
Yeah, that's no big thing. My name's Dickman.
Yeah, I know your name is Dickman. But this one here, Bunghole Liquor, obviously carries a punch, you know?
Yeah, I'd say that's a power-packed name right there.
Now, I don't know where this is. And I would bet money that is probably some gag that someone...
You think somebody set that up?
I think someone probably... Either that or they photoshopped that. How do we know that a lot of these are not just photoshopped?
Well, what do you mean photoshopped? Look at that here. Look at this one here. You're telling me that's photoshopped.
I don't know. It looks real. it certainly is too obvious a joke for anyone to think that for anyone not to notice that, you know. So I would say, I would say there's that I'm suspicious of that one. Hard Dick Chiropractic, I'm not. Feast on Our Footlongs, I'm not. Big Lick, this thing is Big Bone Lick State Park. That could be photoshopped. Come and Go, K-U-M, I don't think so. That's probably real. Pump and Munch is probably real. Lori's Blow and Go is most likely real. Because I don't think women, you know, they don't think like juveniles the way men do. Now, what about this Boner Ranch? Boner Ranch is probably real. It looks like it's probably some old Western name. Cole's Staples Dicks is probably real. Maybe it isn't. But I'm suspicious of the, whether or not, where is it? I'm suspicious of Bunghole Liquors for sure, man. I mean, that just does not seem like a real place.
Well, what do you mean they Photoshop?
They Photoshop, meaning they use a computer program, a paint or art program, to change the lettering. And you can do it so that it looks realistic. You can do it so that it has the right shading. You can do it so it has the right... I haven't looked at that picture closely. Have you?
No, I have not, Phil. I don't study these things like some animal, you know?
That doesn't make you an animal.
I'm not going to study a picture that says... Bunghole Liquor. I'm sitting there going, oh, look at this bung. And my son walks in, God almighty.
I doubt seriously that your son's going to be flipped out, okay?
He's going to look at his mother stare, and I've got the magnifying glass out, and I'm like, oh, ooh.
Yeah.
Well, you can laugh, Phil. You're not a mother.
What do you mean you got the magnifying glass out?
If I'm looking to see if it's Photoshopped, hello.
Oh, that's a good point, Phil.
Yeah, maybe. That's a hell of a good Photoshop job, though. That's a hell of a good Photoshop job. But I'm still not convinced that that's real. I'm not. And anybody that walks into that liquor store day in and day out, week in and week out, sees that sign. That's phony baloney. By the way, Margaret, what are we looking at on the screen here?
All right, well, you can see behind Phil, and we'll, if you're watching Phil TV in HD, and if you're not, that's all right, we'll describe it for you. But these are some of the Phil file slides and pictures that we have received. There's Bunghole Liquors.
We did a whole thing about Bunghole Liquors on the show yesterday. Let's get back to the beginning frame. Here is Big Dick's Halfway In.
Yes, this is Big Dick's Halfway In. I think this was sent to me by Andy Schenk. This is all part of the Phil file. And while you're getting your jollies and laughing, Bud, and I can see you laughing.
Don't say nothing.
I can see you laughing. This is one that is particularly disappointing. Lori's Blow and Go Hair Salon. And I put a notation there, filth beyond words.
The filth, because you're thinking she's giving out a blow... The blow.
I think she's giving away the blow. Here is Pump and Munch.
Yeah.
All right. I Phil.
Shut up, Bud.
I'm going to hurt somebody.
Bud, shut up.
That's Pump and Munch. Here comes the next one. This is out on a highway where children... No, excuse me. This is the next one here. Is Come and Go. K-U-M and Go. All of these signs are in places where children can see these.
Jesus H. And look, right here, look at this. Big Bone Lick State Park. Why, that is basically not just the children, but we're talking about single women and married women, inviting these women to drive, this is next right, for the Big Bone Lick. So you've got mothers, you've got wives driving in to try to get...
To try to get a bone lick? You're kidding, right?
You told me, man, they're not going to go in for the bone lick.
You don't know if they're going in for the bone lick or not.
Here is the Feast on a Footlong. This is what got it all going. On a foot. And here is Hard Dick Chiropractic Center. That is in a town, believe it or not, called Dick Lick, Oregon. Are you ready for that?
Get out of here. Are you serious?
That's what I was told. Here is Bunghole Liquors. You've seen this.
Yeah, this one here is the funniest one that there ever has been.
By the way, I've gotten repeated messages and emails from people. Bunghole Liquors does exist. It is in some mythical place, but they say there's more than one. Here is Margaret.
Yeah, this is out in public. Children can see this. Boner Ranch.
And again, Phil, you've got women and children and wives that will say, well, there's Boner Ranch, and they're going to turn down that road. You don't know what it leads to.
Here, I got to ask you about that. Here is Kohl's Staples Dicks. Now, that to me... Oh, God.
All right, take it easy, Margaret. We have with us Stephen Bozell, who will join in the investigation of these signs, this filth file. Mr. Bozell actually did see the sign Boner Ranch, and I think he came across Big Lick.
Yes, I forget what it is.
Well, it was the Big Dick Lick. The Big Dick Lick.
No, it wasn't the Big Dick Lick. It was the Big Boner Lick. In any event...
Well, I swear to God, those three things, if it didn't say Big Dick Lick, I'm a gone motherfucker.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry, Phil.
It didn't say that, so does that mean you're leaving?
No. It was just a figment of my imagination and speech.
Okay. Real good. You know, you believe what you want to believe. We're talking about the filth file here.
Yes, let's stick to the filth file and forget about the invader.
All right. I'll do that. We'll talk about the filth file, and you all just forget about the invasion squirrel. I'm here to tell you, when the phone gets hung up, and I'm right back into the hell that I live.
All right, Steve, on the screen, you see Big Dick's halfway in.
Yes, sir.
Now, you were making the point, and here is Lori's Blow and Glow. I'm sorry.
It's Lori's Blow and Go. And again, my apologies having to say these things.
Lori's Blow and Go is dangerous because if you got a daughter, and she says, Daddy, I need a job for the summer, and then she goes to Lori Blow. Lori's Blow and Go. I'm having an actual physical reaction to this.
I understand.
In any event, as I was saying to you, Mr. Henry,
why don't you take a break and we'll all take a break and just settle back here.
I need to get a drink. I got to get a drink of water.
All right, Stephen Bozell with us here as we are covering this morning's filth file. I know you're dealing with the invader squirrel or whatever that thing's called, but we do have to talk more about these filth files slides, and we're going to get some of these up on the screen right now. Now, we mentioned the Lori's Blow and Glow, Blow and Go. Here is one that you feel is particularly dangerous and signs like this. This is called Big Bone Lick State Park. State Park, what do you find wrong with this?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious to any man that is married and has a daughter that when you're driving by on a family vacation and you have the kind of wife or daughter that, yes, they are very, very much the kind of women that are old-fashioned. They honor and obey in a manner that you would want them to, and certainly I would. My daughter, of course, is going to that liberal school, so she's learned to tell me to go. My daughter's just basically told me, go straight to hell.
Your daughter hasn't said that to you, has she, Steve?
No, but I mean, I look at my daughter in the morning, she looks at me, she shakes her head like, wow, look what I got stuck with. And she's out the door on the bus and off to her liberal studies, so, you know, what am I going
to
do?
Your daughter loves you. I think you're overreacting, but let's get to this sign.
Well, all right, the sign says Big Bone Lick State Park, okay? Now, I can drive by that. Most guys maybe can drive by that, and they have a wife that, if she's non-traditional, okay, she's not going to obey. But if you have a traditional wife and a traditional family, and you've been fighting like a... You've just been fighting. You've been fighting for the survival of your family. You know, you're fighting against all of the secularisms. And I've seen Bill O'Reilly here the other day said it. I'm not a big Bill O'Reilly fan, but he said it. He said, the secularism, man, it's way out there. And I said, God damn. I bought his book based on that. And now I'm driving down the road, and I see Big Bone Lick. Now, if I've got a wife that is agrees with me on the Bill O'Reilly and the secularism, and I got to have traditions, everybody does. And now she sees, well look, honey, this here says Big Bone Lick. If she were driving, the wheel would get yanked to the right. She'd be down that road.
So you're saying your wife would obey and go down. What is she obeying?
Well, she's obeying. It says go lick the... It's a bone lick.
Wait a minute.
Okay, yeah, that's it, basically.
Wait, hold on. How is that a direction?
Bill, if the wife is traditional... You don't understand what's being dealt with here. The traditional family is being assaulted.
These are state parks, though. And I recognize that this is filthy, and the sign should come down. But doesn't this predate? Well, I guess it wouldn't.
Oh, see, that's just the thing. It doesn't predate. It's right back in the day when women did what they were told. So you put up a sign, says, "Hey, lady, big bone, get down, get on down here to the and lick one." You know.
I refuse to believe that,
Mr. Henry. You don't know because of the traditional family values. You know nothing about that.
Traditional family values. So the invasion of secularism means that women now are no longer obeying signs like that?
Well, the thing of it is that we don't want them to automatically obey. Let me get you another one, because that big, the bone lick sign is disturbing. It disturbs. Here is Boner Ranch. Now, Boner Ranch, once again, a woman sees that, she'll go, all right, well, okay, that's where it's at. Looks like I'm making a pit stop at Boner Ranch, and she will. Regardless, if you're asleep, let's say you're taking a nap and you're on a long distance trip down to, I don't know.
Well, you're going to be going down to Boner Ranch.
Why am I going to go to Boner Ranch, man? I'm not going to take my family there.
You're going somewhere on vacation.
All right, you're going, and your wife's driving, and the next thing you know, she's made a hard right. The only thing that woke you up is you feel the car just jerk to the right. She's made a 45 degree angle, or I mean a 95 degree, or whatever, is it 90 or it's
90 degrees.
Okay, is that the immediate turn to the...
Yes.
Yeah, so a 90, well, that'd be turned to the right. If she turned to the left, that'd be a 90, 180.
It's a 90 degree angle.
All right, so it's a 90 degree angle, and by the way, I don't want to be funny, but imagine some of these poor guys, they got a penis, their penal, you know, the penis, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Well, I mean...
Come on, Phil, don't be a smartass with a guy. This is very painful for him.
Oh, come on, painful. What's painful about this? You're telling me you got a wife that's going to see a sign that says Boner Ranch. Immediately, there's a big hard right turn, 90 degrees, bang, down the dirt road she goes.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. If it's a dirt road, God damn it.
Oh, my God. So you think there's anal involved?
Yes, I do. I got to tell you...
You know, if I were not... as bright as I am, I'd swear to Almighty God you people are kidding, but I know you well enough to know that this is deadly serious to you.
Mr. Henry, if you got a wife that goes down a dirt road to a place called Big Bone Lick, the big lick, and she's on her way down, she's going up the dirt road, God damn it, man.
Yeah, especially if it's Bone Lick and it's been up the dirt road.
Oh, man, that's not hygienic. See, these are the things that are being dealt with.
And this is why I started the Phil Fowl. Do you understand now, Phil?
Yes, of course I do. I understand. I'm awfully sorry I didn't understand that the woman is going to go down a dirt road. Now, that right away is an indication of a horribly unhygienic. And then it's bone lick. So I imagine that after the dirt road...
Yeah, exactly. After the dirt road comes...
And for all I know, they're going down to Satan's Bone Ranch.
That's very unfortunate.
I'm sure you're right. Yeah, Beartooth lives at Satan's Bone Lick.
Well, that's how I feel.
All right, Stephen Bozell has been with us here. I don't know if there's much more to say other than the fact that he has been. And we do have Jim Sadler on the phone. Jim is a psychiatrist, a psychologist from San Diego, California, to talk a little bit. I hope you don't mind, Steve, but we do have Dr. Sadler on the line to talk a little bit with you.
Well, you think I'm crazy.
No, we don't think you're crazy, Steve, because, you know, I agree with you on the big boner and the dick. Not the dick lick.
And let me ask you something. What about bunghole lickers? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And I'm going to have a daughter or a wife go into that liquor store, and then she's going to come out, and the first...
Are you trying to tell the first bunghole she sees, she's down on her knees, and she's going to work?
Yeah, that's my fear. Now, you don't believe me. You ask Bill O'Reilly, and he did... Boy.
I don't think Bill O'Reilly in any of the books he ever wrote says that your wife should be subservient to the point that if she sees a sign that says Big Dick's Bone Ranch or whatever it is...
No, it's called Big Dick Lick. It's called the Big Bone Lick, God damn it.
Whatever the sign says, it doesn't make any difference that she's going to immediately peel right, head down the dirt road, which means anal is in her future. And you see what I'm saying? Any doctor, let's get Dr. Sadler. Hey, Dr. Sadler, how are you?
I'm doing well, Phil. How are you this morning?
Fine. This is Stephen Bozell.
Stephen, how are you?
Well, I'm not, you know, are you a psychiatrist?
Yes, I am a psychiatrist, but that does not necessarily mean that I think there's anything wrong with you.
Well, if there's nothing wrong with me, then why'd they call you? Why'd they call you up?
Look.
Hold on. So let me talk to him, Phil. Why they called me up is so that I could simply ask you questions and find out what's wrong.
Watch out, Bozell. This guy is real oily. I've talked to this guy before. He's oily. He'll try to get you to slip up.
I'm afraid of that. Now, you hear that? Did you hear it?
Did I hear what?
You know full well.
Oh, no. I heard the squirrel, but just because I heard the squirrel, could you hold on for a minute? Could you freeze frame that and get a shot of that for me? Thank you. Ah, damn. Just because I heard the squirrel...
Can I ask you what you're looking at?
No, you may not. I'm in consultation right now. Yeah, she's gone. Freeze frame it and get shot.
Well, I'll tell you, Doctor, it all started when I was a young man.
Get the shot and also get duplicates of that. If you get a back shot.
And are you there?
Right, yeah.
Hey, Dr. Sadler.
I'm sorry, Phil. You guys were talking?
Yeah, we're talking. You're talking to somebody else.
No, I got a picture here of there's something I saw. So go ahead.
What I'm saying is that my daughter, if I see a sign that says go lick a bone, there's a park called go suck a dick, not suck a dick, it's called go dick suck.
It's called Big Bone Lickers. It doesn't matter. There are these parks, Dr. Sadler, that are named for strange names, and they're very sexual, like Bunghole Lickers. Have you seen that one?
Yeah. I want to see the...
What are you looking at, Dr. Sadler?
Nothing at all. I'll tell you what I'm looking at. Hold on. Is that the squirrel there? You mentioned this actress who had a big ass, and I... You know...
Oh, so you're messing around with that.
I got the pictures so that I could study them because I don't know what you guys are talking about.
What's that got to do with this guy you're talking to right now? We brought you on to talk to Stephen Bozell.
It doesn't matter, Mr. Henry. You know, no one cares about me.
Bozell, I'll get to your problem here, but I wanted to... What's your heart on all of a sudden, Phil?
The fact that I brought you on the show to talk to Mr. Bozell and you're getting pictures of this actress with the big ass or whatever... that we were talking about yesterday.
I told you not to refer to her that way, and this is the end result.
Hey, look at Margaret. We can look at anything we want. We're men. And if I see a sign that says Big Dick Boner Ranch, and I tell you to turn right, by God, you will.
Oh, I will. I'm not even your wife.
No, but you almost said my husband, and that would work, were it not, well...
Are you numbnuts, to use your word? Are you guys done whittling dick, to use the word that you?
Yeah, we're done. So what is your advice?
My advice to Mr. Bozell is simply this. You have to retrain your wife from being the subservient woman and make her think independently. And once she thinks independently and she sees the sign that says, once she sees the independently, that, you know, they got it.
Now, here is the next one, Phil. Everyone's looking at it. Colon absorbs another pounding. Now, I thought for the longest time that this might have been an intentional double entendre, one seeking to maximize the humor, but I don't think so.
All right, now we're going to look at this headline. It's from the L.A. Times. This guy's name is... What is this guy's name? It is... what is it? Bartolo Colon?
Yeah, this Bartolo Colon.
The angel pitcher is hit in the leg. Then chased in a 7-run fourth. Let's see. Beltre hits 2 homers as the Dodgers win 10-5. The headline, Colon absorbs another pounding. All right, so you think that the headline writer there might have been going for the laughs?
Absolutely, I think it's possible. However, It is also very, very likely that this headline writer simply was reflecting the mood, the tenor, and the outcome of the game. And the man's name is not pronounced Colon. It may be Colon. I'm sure it's probably Colon. I know that there was a ball player named Bobby Colon. Do you remember that?
No, I do not. No, I don't.
Well, I think there was. So it might be Colon absorbs another pounding. But the headline is ambiguous, and so we have put it in the filth file.
What does it mean, though?
You know exactly what it means.
Yes.
No, I don't. Colon. Talk about a guy's colon taking a pounding? Oh.
Jesus, man.
Let me see if I can. This was sent to us by Kathy Mosley, and the product is called KUNTO, Kunto, and you see two dancing figures.
But what's it for?
I don't know. It's in some foreign language. It's not Spanish. It's Russian or Eastern European. There are two dancing figures. The name of the company is Vascan. Do you like that, Phil? Vascan, see?
Yeah, what about it?
Oh, come on, Phil.
Doesn't that sound dirty to you, Vascan? Like ass can or something?
No, it doesn't sound dirty. Kunto sounds dirty. I'll give you that much. But let me ask you something. Don't you have to be an English-speaking person in whatever country it is that they sell this to be offended?
If it comes over to the United States, get a load of you, you know.
Yeah, a lot of these products must have come to the United States.
Yeah, what if they
Slow down, bud, slow down. What if they, like, traded this or something? This is something that we're importing?
Yes, what if we're importing Kunto?
It's possible.
Yeah, okay, we're importing Kunto.
You know something, Phil? Being laughed at, this is not moving us forward. It makes us go backward.
Yeah. All right, so thank you, Margaret, for that. What else?
Well, what do you mean, what else? I want to just linger on this for a minute.
Well, hold on for a minute, will you? Excuse me, but I'm still, did I mention that I got food poisoning? I did.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better, but God almighty, man, my guts were in an uproar yesterday. Okay, so that's Kunto. God bless us all. Next product?
This is one that was sent to us by a young man that lives in this neighborhood. The sign says raised manholes. All right, do you get that? Raised manholes? So...
Hold on. I'm sorry.
Why don't you drink some water or something?
I'll be fine.
Raised manholes. And this picture was sent to us by a young man whose grandparents, Tyson Webb, tells us that his elderly, weakened, and enfeebled grandparents have to drive by this smut, every single morning, raised manholes.
Yes, like what? Like a guy's got his ass in the air?
Well, the intimation is that men have their asses up in the air. As these, now, I know they don't really, but again, the sign maker decided to frighten the old people, or whoever it may be, the very sensitive, and say, oh, are you driving to work? Well, guess what? Raised manholes. These things are designed, Phil, to shock, to create confusion, to create doubt about where you live and about who and what you are and what it is that you are trying to do. And you, do you understand what I'm saying? Do you see? Because you know what I'm saying, General?
Yeah, every morning we do this, Phil. You have this look on your face like a man who was abducted by aliens and frankly was probed and felt, you know, had his anus, you know?
So I look like a guy that was raped by aliens.
Well, yes, you do, Phil, because you have this look in your face like this. Excuse me for doing such a hideous face, but that's exactly what you look and sound like.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you're all like,
okay.
Well, God.
Well, come on. I all right, so I'm not reacting properly to raised manholes, and I look like a guy that's been raped by an alien.
All right, I take it back. Jesus, Phil.
All right, I mean, I just, whatever that looks like.
Here's our next picture. This was sent to me by our very dear friend Denise Davis Carroll of, I believe Denise is in Arizona. I think she's in Phoenix, Arizona, because she has a lot of guns and she's very proud of them and she fires them off in the air at night. I'm kidding, darling, if you're listening. Anyway, take a look at this, Phil, and read it and weep, all right? And what I mean by that is just read it to the listeners.
All right, it says C.R. Beaver, Office Warehouse.
Woo! All right, take it easy, will you, bud?
Yeah, bud. Watch it.
What, are you kidding me?
I said to Denise, I said, this is absolutely atrocious.
All right, now the people should know the name of the company is C.R. Beaver. So the first two initials,
Well, yes, but there's only one way of reading that.
Yeah.
Now, Denise said to me, the worst part of this is the young receptionists that you know must be female and must be young and are working this office. And I don't know how many times a day, hello, C.R. Beaver. And I think it is as vile and as vulgar and as really the ruthless manipulation of a young woman's feelings that I've ever seen.
All right. What is the upshot of this, Margaret, if you don't mind me asking? Are you asking people to change their names?
No, I'm not asking them to change their names. I am asking them, if they can, to either change the names of the companies or at least let everyone know, here it comes. We're sorry, but it is vulgar and it is fetid and it is stenchful and it is corrosive and it will stink and leave a stink on you.
You know, Phil, it's very emotional for Margaret because, as a woman, she calls up to get maybe the house repaired and she needs a construction cart, and she calls up C.R. Beaver, may I help you? And what's the first thing you do, Margaret?
I'd slam the phone down, naturally.
And I'd expect my wife to slam the phone down.
Well, you don't agree with that, Miss Harvey?
Yeah, look at his face. You don't agree.
Yeah, look at his face. That's right, I don't agree. I don't agree.
Well, Phil, say something, because you're sitting there like this.
Do I look like a guy that's been raped by an alien?
No, but you look like someone that just was raped by an alien, not being raped by an alien.
Yeah, you have the look on your face like, ouch. You know, all right.
So, C.R. Beaver, let's see what you wrote here, Margaret. You wrote down,
Well, Denise Davis Carroll stocks the business parks in her area for anyone looking to get out of line. But as she wrote, can you imagine being the receptionist for this business? Denise, I wouldn't be able to get out one C.R. Beaver before blacking out, sliding off the chair, and hitting the most probably cheaply tiled floor, given the fact these people sound cheap as hell with their cheap beaver talk.
Yeah, exactly.
But what a kid. You know, you're a little boy.
Yeah, I know.
Next.
All right.
Here is one that I think we should all expect if we live in any city where there's a large Asian community. Hung Fat, nuff said.
Yeah, well, a lot of these, you know, now, like, I want to say something about these Chinese restaurants, any kind of Chinese or Asian business with the Hung Fat and the this and the that, okay? I think a lot of this is horse shit. You know, excuse my French, but I do.
Well, what do you mean, Henry? These are ancient old Chinese names.
Yeah, uh-huh. Maybe they are, and maybe they're not. And maybe there's somebody that's taking advantage. Maybe these are Photoshopped. How do you know these aren't Photoshopped?
Phil, I do a very careful search to make sure that they are not Photoshopped.
Do Google search.
Yes, we do Google search.
Google.
What is it?
Google.
Don't talk, but yeah, but she uses Gurgle.
Are we using Gurgle or Google?
There is no Gurgle. There's Google.
Bud.
I thought there was.
We use Google search, and we find these businesses, and we verify and validate, and we make certain that the business exists. And there is this business in San Francisco City called Hung Fat. You see?
Margaret, I noticed that when you say the names of these businesses...
Yes.
You accentuate that second word.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're doing.
See, Phil, what they want to do is... Yeah, have you been down here to... Hung Fat, huh? And they'll look at you. Their eyes will linger on you to make sure you got the whole full effect of the hung fat, you know?
How come this has never happened to me?
Are you female? Oh!
Yeah, it's Jerry Guy. It's mostly going to be women that are going to have this happen to them.
Well, how do you know about this, General?
Because I'll tell you, and God forgive, I was one of those guys once, and I'd say to a lady, for instance, if I had... You know, if I was just standing on a street corner in San Francisco, which I've done many times, I'd say, hey, lady, have you been up to this bakery called Hung Fat? And I would. I'd lean in and I'd stare into her eyes until she got the message, wow, there's a bakery called Hung Fat. I think I'm going to trot up there. Or she backs away from you and finds the nearest cab and foregoes taking the bus entirely, you see?
All right, so if the woman trots away... Heading for the bakery.
Well, you know you've got a kindred spirit. I'm not saying I'm going to get laid right then and there, but probably if you get a phone number within 24 to 48 hours.
She probably would have those legs in the air.
All right, you know what? I don't think I'm hearing from you, Margaret, a real respect for other women. What I'm hearing here is some trap and a meager and measly trap it is for women of low, what you consider to be low morals.
Phil, what do you say about a woman when the general says, "Have you been to the Hung Fat?" And she, and before he even gets out fat t, before he gets the t, she turns, heads toward the bakery in a slow trot. And she's wearing maybe a nurse's uniform, a business suit. She might be in a some kind of a costume. I've seen women do that. I've seen women in for instance, they'll be in a Las Vegas showroom costume. And you'll say, "Have you been to the Hung Fabric?" And they'll turn and trot, almost a slow jog, up the street to the place. Now, I'm not saying it was Hung Fat. It would be a different business.
In Vegas?
Obviously, yes. If the, oh boy, get, will you get a load of him?
Phil, it'd obviously be Vegas if the woman's wearing a whole Vegas showroom outfit.
All right, I just, and she turns and does a slow trot.
Yes, a slow trot until they reach the door, and then they look inside over the crowd, and they go, "Is this Hung Fat?" And people turn and go, "Hoo!" And that's when they know they've been made a real clown. I mean, they have been made the clown. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!